I'm going to get into the deja vu segment of this podcast. I want to ask you people a question. What happens when you find out that this world is fake? And that everything is an illusion? Because the people around you have no idea that they're in the Matrix. They're the people that watch the movie, The Matrix, and they think it's a cool movie. You know, it's just something to watch. And those people have no idea that their brains, their minds, are being attacked 24/7. That there are people that are in the shadows, the backgrounds, that are building technology to destroy them mentally. And those are people that are more than likely, I would say 99.9% of the time, those are the people that are more than likely to be susceptible to that attack. They have no idea what's going on. Now, I did a little experiment. I changed one of my channels, one of my podcasting channels, just to see what would happen. And I changed the topic of, you know, just talking about the everyday news to talking about what I'm talking about right now, just to see how people would react. If they could handle the talk, you know, the Matrix talk, the real deep talk. Because what people want me to talk about is Trump, Biden, you know, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, or the Super Bowl, or whether or not it's rigged. But when you get into deep subject matter, such as mind manipulation, the Matrix itself that we're living in right now, that these people have you in at the moment. Because they are, at this very moment, I keep saying they're attempting to, but they are controlling the thoughts and the minds of people. They're people that took that shot that now are hooked up to Bluetooth. You know, they're hooked up to the internet. They, you know, Klaus Schwab, he calls it the internet of bodies, the internet of things, right? This is very real. But every time I try to have that conversation, people log off, people tune off. I lost subscribers during that test. This is why I merged the show. And it was 1290, 3530. Now it's just 3590. And I left it there. I said, okay, cool. I see. I got to give the medicine in the food. I got to put the medicine in the food. I got to treat you people like dogs. I cannot get into the higher, deeper levels of thought. Because nobody wants to hear that, except for, you know, those, you know, the few people that like this type of talk, because there is a war on for your mind. And I'm not trying to be Alex Jones. But that part he's got right. I know Alex Jones is a goddamn sellout. I know that. You know that. You know, chances are if you're listening to me, you know the truth. You know what's really going on. But that aside, when I saw this voice-to-skull technology, I said, oh, it makes perfect sense. You can now explain why you have these random shootings. Who just wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to shoot up a school, I'm going to go shoot up a hospital? Nobody thinks like that. Not a normal person, unless they have mental issues. But that's just it. It's hard to tell who's a so-called normal person nowadays and who has mental issues. You know why? because the average person nowadays has mental issues. Idiocracy. Watch the movie, Idiocracy. These people, when I say that they're stupid, I say that out of anger. But really, they're being mentally attacked on all sides. And for whatever reasons, their mind is not strong enough. That's a whole nother topic. They're in the matrix, walking around, thinking that they're living life, and they're not living life. I hear these people talk, right? And I'm being so honest with you right now. When I hear these people talk, before they speak, I listen to different conversations. Living in DC, right? Ultra liberal city, right? Just libtard city. Just libtards running around. When I hear these people talk, before they say anything, I already know what they're going to say. You know why? Because they repeat the same shit that they hear on mainstream media. They think that their thoughts are their thoughts, and it's not. They're just regurgitating. And I thought about this. I used to say this years ago. Matter of fact, my father used to tell me this. No, a lot of people, and I'm not disrespecting people that went to college, but a lot of times people that go to college, they learn to regurgitate information. They're not going there to learn to think for themselves. They're going there to learn how to regurgitate information. And if they can regurgitate that information well on a high level, right, then, you know, off you go. Off into the world you go with your degree. And now you can parrot what you've been told. It's a system. Here's the problem with me. And I'm getting worse as I get older, if you want to call it getting worse. I never gave a damn about this system. I never cared. I've always thought outside of the box. That's something you're going to hear me say a lot, by the way. Thinking outside of the box in the very near future is going to get you in a lot of trouble. Because the more, and I can't find the right at the moment because I'm ranting, the right terminology to use, the right words to describe what I'm trying to say. But in the very near future, you thinking your own thoughts is going to get you in a lot of trouble. Having an independent mind, being able to think for your damn self, that's going to get you in a lot of trouble. See, right now, some of you understand what I'm saying. And those of you that understand what I'm saying, you get it. You get it. You get it. But the people that don't understand what I'm saying, this sounds like a bunch of gibberish. You know why? Because I'm saying something that they have not heard on mainstream media. Now, I hear a lot of truthers talk about mainstream media. And they, you know, they're at war with mainstream media. There's alternative media and it's at war with mainstream media. And that's true. But what does that really mean? Does anybody think about it? What does that really mean to be at war with mainstream media? You know what you're really fighting up against? Do you know? You're not just going against Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid or somebody like that, or what's this guy, Joel Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. That's not who you're really going up against. You're going up against the Matrix. You don't think about it on that level. The mind is the Matrix. You get it? These people live in their own world. They're detached from reality. When you show them reality, show them what's real. Look, watch that. I tell you what. Show somebody. I challenge you. Go to someone who's completely mind effed. Okay? Screwed up in the head. Believe everything they see in mainstream media. Go up to them. Pick maybe one or two topics and show them what's really going on. And give them undeniable evidence. Watch what they do. You'll see them look like they're waking out of a coma. They're in a dead state. They are mentally dead. They're in the Matrix. They're gone. They're not just asleep. They're in a coma. They're dead. You understand me? Thinking your own thoughts, having your own beliefs will be a crime. It'll be a thought crime. And soon it will turn into, because they move gradually, the powers that be, they always move gradually. They don't do everything at once. That's what these truthers, this is where these truthers mess up at. Because they think it's just going to be a big shebang and then that's it. No. The powers that be always move gradually, man. Gradually, they move. You don't even see it. And if you're not paying attention, you could be a truther and get caught. They start with calling people that deny the election. You know, the election deniers, right? Starts with that kind of rhetoric. Okay, and then we saw the anti, you know, VAXXERs, right? You know, the anti-shotters, you know, the anti-jabbers, the people that didn't want to take the shot back in 2021, right? You saw what they did with that. See how they mentally mind effed a lot of people. Try not to curse so much. You see what they did, right? Those people, look, are those people saying, you know what, you guys were right. Damn, we shouldn't have taken that shot. No. They're not thinking like that. You know what they're thinking? They're thinking, well, you guys, you guys are not capable or qualified of telling me the truth. Because one thing I've noticed about libtards, and I'm going to get on the libtards for a minute, they react to people that speak in a certain tone. Like, if you talk like this, like, essentially and evidently and consequently and typically and normally, right? If you talk like that, they'll listen to you. But if you're just talking to them like man to man, because most libtards, especially libtard men, they're very effeminate. And whoever gets offended, just get offended. Whatever. I don't give a shit. They get offended real quick. Because the tone of you just saying, hey, look, man, you're wrong. They're like, you can't talk to me that way. And they don't hear anything you're saying. And that's one of the reasons why there's been such a disconnect between people that, I hate using, okay, truthers. I'll say truthers. There's been a disconnect between truthers and these stupid-ass libtards. There's been a disconnect for that reason. And then, God forbid, you call yourself a conservative. Forget about it. See, I've always said I'm an independent. I'm whatever. Independent thought. I don't care. Either way. But that's not good enough. They want you to come all in, you know, all, you know, technically and consequently. And they've been programmed to only listen to a certain. They've been programmed to listen to people that speak in a certain tone. This is their matrix. This is what their reality looks like. And what happens when you walk up to them, when you go to them and say, look, dude, you're wrong. They're like, they can't take it. That's too much. They can't handle it. They're sensitive. They're little soy boys. And you do have to remember, they eat a lot of soy. You don't just call them soy boys for nothing. There's no masculinity. They're not eating, you know, beef. You don't see these little soy boys eating an actual hamburger. They'll eat Beyond Meat. They'll eat a soy boy sandwich. They're not eating no, God, excuse me, I'm almost cursed again. They're not eating any real beef. They don't have that manly nature about them. Right? They're in their matrix. And their matrix is, everyone love everyone. Please don't say anything offensive. Am I lying? Stop me when I tell a lie. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Right? This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with this in every which way across the board. We're dealing with this. These people vote like your vote matters. Your vote doesn't matter, by the way. But these people that do vote, they vote with their emotions. They don't vote with conviction. They don't vote with understanding, you know, or even trying to better anything. They vote because, oh, I like the way this person talks. I actually spoke to someone like that today. Nah, well, you know, I did like the way this person talked. I'm like, yo, this person that you voted for is a dipshit. I'm not even going to tell you who that person voted for. And I pointed out clear, effed up things that this person did. And they just said, well, you know. That's what you get. Well, you know. I just like what they say because that's all that matters. See, in their world, in their matrix, what they do means little. What they say and how they speak and their approach is everything. What did I just lay out? What was the point of me bringing all of this out? It's to help you understand. And that, you know, I have to be truthful here. To help you to understand why we're effed moving into this new world order. See, one of the main goals of the new world order was to soften the men. See, the plant-based diets, it wasn't just about losing weight and being healthy. No. It was about making soy boys full of soy and estrogen. Oh, well, that sounds crazy. How does that got to do with anything? All you got to do is just look at the chemicals that they're putting in the food. Now, imagine what they're putting in this plant-based. It's not really plant-based because they have all these other chemicals and God knows what else in it just to make it taste like a burger. You know what you got to do to make a plant taste like a burger? It's not even plant-based, by the way. That's the lie that they told people. Oh, we're eating healthier. No, you're not. But you can't tell that to a libtard. They can watch. I showed this to a libtard that was telling me, oh, I'm thinking about being plant-based. I said, here you go. Look at this video. Showed them all the BS that's going into that plant-based burger or that Beyond Meat or whatever, you know, I keep pointing out Beyond Meat, but there's more. And I'm showing them what's in it. It's more to it than just plant-based. It's this things in it. And he did just go, well, damn, that's, you know, well, you know, Bill Gates said it's more healthier, so, you know? We're screwed, man. We're screwed. They are going to, I think, in the next 5 to 6 years, I think they will start to implement what is known as thought crime. And I mean seriously, not in a, you know, we just talking shit type of way. Like, in other words, not just you getting blocked on social media or getting banned on social media or having your channel removed because you said something you shouldn't have said. I mean, like, they're going to, once they hook up this internet to your brainwaves, or at least they admit it because they've already done it. But once they admit it, that they have your brain, your mind hooked up to the internet, and you think a thought that you should not think, or the government deems as irresponsible or a threat to society, they will lock your ass up. And that could be coming very, very soon, by the way. Very, very soon. Look out for that technology. All right, I'm going to get into the invalid truth portion of this podcast. In case you haven't figured it out by now, the whole world is a stage. Yep. Everything is pre-planned with actors, some knowing and some unknowing. But they play their positions, and they play their roles, they play their parts. Even what's going on at the border, it's manufactured, it's intentional. Some of you know this already, some of you don't. Some of you actually believe that Joe Biden is the president, and you don't see that there's a goddamn skin mask on his face, but whatever. But I'm here to give you the invalid truth, and it's up to you to take it. Like it, love it, leave it. It's up to you. I don't give a shit. What's going on at the border is simply this. The powers that be have decided that they want to use the border as a test run for this virtual, what they're calling a virtual border wall. You have to keep in mind the 15-minute cities, and I'm going to come back to that in a minute. This came from Axios back in December of 2023. Axios, I know it's a piece of shit publication, but I do want to read this from their stupid-ass publication because it kind of gives you insight as to what's really going on at the border. U.S. deploys AI, artificial intelligence, and virtual border wall. AI. Virtual border wall. That's what this is really all about. Problem, reaction, solution. They created the problem, the border. The solution is going to be what? Artificial intelligence, virtual wall. It's a test run. Why? Because what they're going to do at the border and the intelligence and information that they gather at the border is going to determine what they will do later on when they build these 15-minute cities. As a matter of fact, I believe in Arizona, is it Tempe, Arizona, they already have a 15-minute city built up. So all of this is happening simultaneously. And the only reason why I do this show anymore is because, there's only a handful of people that are actually focusing or keying in on these things, on these topics, because everyone is distracted by election and, election meddling and, if we get Trump back in, we'll fix everything. And people are stupid. They don't see that they don't give a shit about the president of the United States. They only care about their future God, which is artificial intelligence. That's what they believe in. The powers to be. Why? Because they control artificial intelligence. They can turn it on, they can turn it off. They can fix the algorithm, or they can turn it off. That, in their mind, listen, in their mind, that makes them God. So when they build these 15-minute cities, they will be able to determine, because they're going to rule it with artificial intelligence, or they're going to surveil it with artificial intelligence, right? And they will be able to determine who can leave that city and who cannot. Again, this is from Axios. U.S. deploys AI, artificial intelligence, virtual border wall. The U.S. government is building a virtual wall at the southern border by erecting hundreds of high-tech surveillance towers, some of which use artificial intelligence to detect people in an effort to reduce drug smuggling and sky-high unauthorized migration. Problem, reaction, solution. They created the problem. Wasn't Trump supposed to build a wall back in 2016? But nobody wants to talk about that. Oh, he was blocked. Oh, he tried to. We're not even going to get into that. We don't have to. We don't have to. Here we are. Remember during the pandemic, some of you may remember, some of you may not. During the pandemic, they had people, and a lot of lefty libtards, liberals are stupid. They're really, really stupid. And I get on conservatives too, but liberals are really fucking stupid. During the pandemic, they had something called the track and trace system. It was an app that would notify you or send you an alert whenever you are around someone that recently had the quote-unquote virus, right? Remember that? What was that? That was a test run. See, they were just in a testing phase during the pandemic. What's going to happen is this. Now, let me keep this short. When Trump gets back in the White House, which I believe he will. And again, this has all been staged from the beginning. When he gets back in the White House, he's going to have all the ammunition he needs. He's on record, by the way, for those of you that don't know, even back in 2016, when he was running for president, he said out of his own mouth that, and I'm roughly paraphrasing, he said we will have a track and trace system, entry exit track and trace system in place, and it will be by air, by sea, on land. If you don't believe me, go look it up for yourself. I'm not here to bash Trump supporters. I'm just telling you the truth. This is the invalid truth, meaning it has not been validated by mainstream media or even alternative media. It's just the truth. This man said this out of his own damn mouth. Now we see what he was talking about. Why didn't he build the actual wall? Well, because that wall is going to be controlled by artificial intelligence. Track and trace. That's what happened during the pandemic. Track and trace. So now they're using this technology at the border as a test run, a dry run. And guess what? Here we are. When he gets back in that office, he's going to say, we have a serious border problem. Because remember now, all of these conservatives are crying for Trump to come back in and solve this border crisis. So what is he going to do? He's going to say, look, we're going to build this artificial intelligence controlled virtual wall. And it's going to solve the problem. And not all, but I would say the great majority of conservatives will go along with it, because the conservatives are, I would say, more likely to go against the powers that be and, you know, their agenda. But if you got Trump saying it, it would be one thing if Biden said it. But if Trump says it, then the people will go along with it. That's his job, to get you to go along with the actual New World Order's agenda. What is the agenda? Artificial intelligence replacing humanity. You're all being suckered. The U.S. government is building a virtual wall at the southern border by erecting hundreds of high-tech surveillance towers, some of which use artificial intelligence to detect people in an effort to reduce drug smuggling and sky-high unauthorized migration. Why it matters, this is from Axios, why it matters, a record high number of people have entered the U.S. through the southern border this year, resulting in multiple crises and exacerbating U.S. Customs and Border Protection staffing shortages, but the new surveillance technology is giving rise to concerns over civil liberties, digital watchdogs say. Okay? Although there have been surveillance towers at the border for several years, the new autonomous towers can better detect abnormal activity. So what they're going to do is they're going to claim that, look, watch this now. They're going to say that the U.S. Border Patrol is being overwhelmed with the thousands upon thousands that are coming in every day. If only we had some technology that could stop the flow of illegal immigrants. See, the pitch is going to be that the only way to stop this from happening, to stop this from these illegal immigrants from entering the U.S. illegally, right? The only way is with what is going to be Donald Trump's plan to increase this artificial intelligence virtual wall. And the mass majority of Republicans, conservatives, and some independents, everything in between, they're going to go along with it because it's Trump. See, I know the PSYOP. And for all of you people that think I'm just some idiot running his mouth, look, you don't know how long. You don't know I'm a former military man. You don't know who the fuck I am. And I won't even say, and who I've worked with and who I've shaken hands with. kiss my black ass. You don't like it, fuck you. I'll tell you right, tell you that right now. Come on my comment board and talk shit, I will fucking get at you. You don't know who the fuck you talking to. I'm not some stupid nigga that just got on here. All right? Fuck you. You want the truth? You come to me. I'll tell you. They're going to kill me anyway at some point. I don't give a shit. Fuck the world. This world is over. I got nothing to lose at this point. It's already over. I want you to understand what you're looking at and what's about to happen and what's about to go down. There's so much shit that I could say that I haven't said yet. I'm going to get back into this article. It says here, the U.S. has installed about 300 different types of surveillance towers from the California coast to the tip of Texas, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit that monitors civil liberties in the digital world. Using public records, satellite imagery, road trips, and virtual reality, the nonprofit mapped the presence of surveillance towers along the border in remote and highly populated areas. Now, see, they're using this as a test run, a dry run. This asshole over in New York City Mayor Adams. I believe it was last year. He stated that he wants to use drones to help the NYC police force because, you know, they're overwhelmed. Now, who sponsored defunding the police? Well, your Black Lives Matter, your fucking lefty libtards, you know, those people. Now, this same asshole was saying that the New York City police force is overwhelmed. Well, no shit. But here comes the solution. Drones. Artificial intelligence to monitor everyone. To monitor their footsteps. And also, that's going to lead right into the carbon footprint, you know, because they're going to get you and tax you and deduct points from you, from your social credit score, if you eat too much meat, you know, because they want their little soy boys. You know, they want everyone to talk like this, you know, you know, they want you to talk like that, like a little fucking soy boy. That's what they want. They want everyone to be a good little slave. And the first step to that is this artificial intelligence border wall. That's just the beginning. Because once they build their 15-minute city, their smart city, where you have to, I guess you can say, scan your little QR code in order to leave your little 15-minute city, your smart city. Right? Once they get you there, they can monitor everything you do, everywhere you go. And they're going to do it all in the name of protecting the environment. Because I heard these assholes say during the pandemic that and when I heard it, I wanted to fucking strangle the shit out of this person. They said people are staying home. They say if there's one good thing coming out of the pandemic is that people aren't leaving their houses and it's better for the environment. There's less pollution. And notice that right after the pandemic, that's when you started hearing talks about 15-minute cities. No cars. Everyone riding a bike. This is your future. You will own nothing and love it. They're not lying to you. They're not playing. They're dead ass serious. And I'm going to tell you something. There's more retarded people than there are people that are truly awakened, whether you like it or not. This is your reality. Let these other alternative media people lie to you and tell you that there's a great awakening. People are not awakening. People are still asleep. How do you know? They're still voting. They still think the president matters. That's how you know. They don't know jack shit. They don't know their fucking ass from a hole in the wall. You want the invalid truth? You come tomorrow. I'll give you the truth. I can't give you nothing else. I can't give you bullshit. I'm almost dead anyway, so I don't give a fuck. They could come kill me tomorrow. I would give a fuck. You understand? This is a different type of person you're talking to or listening to, excuse me, right now. Some of you might get in my comment board, so yeah, you would be talking to me, but you understand what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck. I have no reason to. I gave up everything to tell people what's really going on, and you know what I got? A bunch of middle fingers. So you know what? Fuck all of you. They kill me tomorrow, just remember it's fuck all of you. And I speak on the behalf of everyone that has ever tried to tell you the truth. These people would rather eat shit and piss than to learn the truth. And I learned that the hard way. I gave up 20 years of my life trying to tell people the truth. People love to be slaves. They love to be sheeple. They love it. They will always side with the ruling class. They will always side with the powers that be. Why? Because they're punk ass bitches and they can't think for themselves. That's the truth. That's the invalid truth. That's what nobody else will tell you. But who told you? Morrow told you. I don't know if this is a fear tactic or what, but, you know, it could be just more fake news coming from the mainstream media. But the Daily Mail reports a zombie apocalypse caused by mind-altering fungi like that in hit TV show The Last of Us is possible. MPs are warned. All right, so you have all of these, scare viruses going around. And now this new one is a deadly new fungal infections capable of colonizing human bodies. Like in the popular TV show The Last of Us, are emerging faster than ever and evolving quickly to avoid drugs. This is coming from the Daily Mail. Okay, they're claiming there will be a zombie apocalypse. Now, you may remember some time ago, I believe it was the World Health Organization. I can't remember exactly who, but they were some organization was claiming that there could be a zombie apocalypse, or how they would respond to such a threat. Now, it makes you wonder, where did this come from? Could it have been a direct, or could there be a direct connection to the, you know, the shoddy shot that people received back in 2021? Because this is something new. This didn't just fall out of the sky. If this is real, then you gotta wonder. This is, and matter of fact, it says it in the article. It's a deadly new fungal infection that's capable of colonizing human bodies, like in the popular TV show The Last of Us. Okay? And it's avoiding drugs. So now here we are, 2024. And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I find it interesting that this is coming into play all of a sudden in 2024. You have a presidential election coming up. Now, I made mention of this before, but you have the same two teams that played in the Super Bowl with the same outcome, the Chiefs versus the 49ers. And if you remember, the 2020 Super Bowl, well, it was the 2019 season going into 2020, because the Super Bowl was played in February of 2020, right before the pandemic. So now here we go. Deja vu. You have this new situation, if you want to call it that, a zombie apocalypse. And like I said, this is something that has been talked about amongst these insiders, that there could be a zombie apocalypse. I remember reading about this 2 years ago, and now it's being brought up again in the Daily Mail. So what the hell is going on here? Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to be a real smart ass by saying this. They don't need a damn shot to become a zombie. These people are already zombies. These people are already out of their damn mind. They're sleepwalking. If you look and see how people just walk with their damn, you know, with their face in their phone, they're already stupid enough. But the powers that be, the elite that rule everything in the background, have got people stuck on stupid. And they have them in a zombie-like state already. So I don't need the Daily Mail to tell me that people are becoming zombies. We knew this already. But I'm going to continue on with this article. It says, experts say there is not enough research into new treatments because it is not profitable for pharmaceutical companies. Matthew Fisher, professor of fungal disease at Imperial College London, said the scale of the threat to mankind is not recognized. No, mankind is fucking stupid, excuse me, right now. And you see these people walking around now. They got these Apple Vision Pro goggles running around, walking in the street. And you're going to see that mainly in your big cities such as New York, Chicago, L.A. They're already stupid. D.C., where I'm at, they're stupid. Now, I mean, they're fucking stupid. But all you need is to give them some goddamn goggles so they can walk around like idiots, not paying attention to anything. And there's already a video of this asshole driving with the damn glasses on, with the goggles on, excuse me. He's driving around with the goggles on. I believe he got pulled over like the dumb fucktard that he is. But I'm saying, you know, in my opinion, and I wouldn't be surprised. Now, see, normally I wouldn't pay this any attention, but I'm going to tell you why I'm giving it some credibility, some credence. I'm looking at it and I'm saying to myself, it's possible. It's possible that there could be some kind of zombie infection spreading. And what's even more, you know, when I think about it like this now, they don't have to tell you that these people, that their brains are being zombified. Because more and more I look at people and they're just so stupid. People aren't able to think. There's definitely something going on. Everyone keeps talking about, you know, who they're going to vote for and who, you know, trying to wake the people up. I think the people are beyond approach at this point. I think that all of these truthers, and I don't mean to go into a rant, but I believe that all of these truthers are lying to themselves, saying that they can wake people up. I think people are far gone. I think these people are already in a zombie-like state. And you have this voice-to-skull technology that, you know, these governments are capable of using. But it can actually take out your thoughts. You know, they can replace your thoughts. You know, not only can they control your mind, but, and, you know, control your thoughts, but they can replace your thoughts. And I said this in a podcast before, they can make you go from being a person that wants to go, you know, I'll give you an example. Take a lefty little stupid libtard, right? Your average little dumbass libtard that wants to go to Whole Foods and pick up some veggies or some plant-based dumbass food, whatever. Okay, all right, cool. All of a sudden, this asshole becomes a shooter. He doesn't know why, or she doesn't know why. They got voices in their head. So I'm saying this is, in my opinion, this is all tied in. You're going to see some crazy shit over the next 5 years. Because the true goal of the New World Order isn't just to control the people, but it's to control their minds. And I keep harping on this. It's more to it than just, you know, because people always talk about, oh, they can't violate the Constitution and get away with it. It's going to be more than just violating the Constitution. They're going to rape your mind. Okay, they're going to fuck your brain, if you understand it that way. Take your thoughts from you and replace them with new thoughts. And then they make the claim, oh, the people, there's a zombie infection going around. Yeah, bullshit. You're using your voice-to-skull technology. You're fucking with people's heads. And you never know, these people that took that shot back in 2021, you don't know what the hell's going on with those people. You don't know, man. Because if you've been paying attention, because I've done more than just pay attention. A lot of people get distracted with Trump. I don't give a shit about the Trump thing. I'm watching the way people move, the way they act, the way they react. It's different from where it was. Even, you could say even, 4 years ago, people have really gotten stupider and more, damn, it's a word I'm looking for. It's right on the tip of my tongue. They're reactionary, you know, sensitive. I'm just noticing, especially in these liberal cities, if you're a person that live out in the South, you may see it, but it may not be as apparent. But man, when you're an independent thinker living in a liberal city, man, you see, like, bro, it's getting worse and worse. These people are gone. This whole Great Awakening thing, bro, these people, they are mentally fucked. And nobody wants to say it out loud. They want to say, oh no, we got to help these people. We got to wake them up. These people are fucking gone. Dude, they're zombies already. Okay, so anyway, you can check out the article for yourself. I went on a rant. I was supposed to read more of it, but it's really just a bunch of bullshit from there. Because you really get the point and the gist of what I was saying, mainly from the headline, from the title itself, Zombie Apocalypse Caused by Mind-Altering Fungi. Okay, like in the hit TV show, The Last of Us. And if you've seen The Last of Us, then you know what they're talking about. And that's what the MPs warn. So again, that came from the Daily Mail. Go check it out for yourself. As if we didn't already know these people were zombies in a stupefied state. There you have it. Mainstream media is admitting it.